Hey, how you doing? This is Steve Webb. This is sort of a different episode of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I've gotten very busy this week with recording for a voiceover client, and I'm in a real time crunch, but I don't want to leave you high and dry. So what I'm going to do for the next couple of days is replay parts of the LifeSpring Family Bible from a few years ago. The format was slightly different then, and the audio quality isn't quite the same, but of course God's Word doesn't change. As much as possible, I'll keep the same schedule in terms of the books we should be reading. I hope you don't mind me doing this. We'll be back to our regular production schedule in just a few days. Thanks for understanding. So with that, I now take you back in time, through the magic of podcasting, to October 5th, 2007. The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywiththefriendlyvoice.com. Hi there, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 262. I'm Steve Webb, your host. And today we'll read the first three chapters of the book of Song of Solomon. Let's begin. Song of Solomon, Chapter 1. Solomon's Most Excellent Love Song. Oh, how I wish you would kiss me passionately, for your lovemaking is more delightful than wine. The fragrance of your colognes is delightful. Your name is like the finest perfume. No wonder the young women adore you. Draw me after you. Let us hurry. May the king bring me into his bedroom chambers. We will rejoice and delight in you. We will praise your love more than wine. The beloved to her lover. How rightly the young women adore you. The beloved to the maidens. I am dark but lovely, O maidens of Jerusalem, dark like the tents of Kedar, lovely like the tent curtains of Salma. Do not stare at me because I am dark, for the sun has burned my skin. My brothers were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards. Alas, my own vineyard I could not keep. The beloved to her lover. Tell me, O you whom my heart loves, where do you pasture your sheep? Where do you rest your sheep during the midday heat? Tell me, lest I wander around beside the flock of your companions. The lover to his beloved. If you do not know, O most beautiful of women, simply follow the tracks of my flock and pasture your little lambs beside the tents of the shepherds. The lover to his beloved. O my beloved, you are like a mare among Pharaoh's stallions. Your cheeks are beautiful with ornaments. Your neck is lovely with strings of jewels. We will make for you gold ornaments studded with silver. The beloved about her lover. While the king was at his banqueting table, my nard gave forth its fragrance. My beloved is like a fragrant pouch of myrrh spending the night between my breasts. My beloved is like a cluster of henna blossoms in the vineyards of En-Gedi. The lover to his beloved. Oh, how beautiful you are, my beloved. Oh, how beautiful you are. Your eyes are like doves. The beloved to her lover. Oh, how handsome you are, my lover. Oh, how delightful you are. The lush foliage is our canopied bed. The cedars are the beams of our bedroom chamber. The pines are the rafters of our bedroom. Song of Solomon, Chapter 2. The Beloved to Her Lover. I am a meadow flower from Sharon, a lily from the valleys. The lover to his beloved. Like a lily among the thorns, so is my darling among the maidens. The Beloved about her lover. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. The beloved about her lover. He brought me into the banquet hall, and he looked at me lovingly. Sustain me with raisin cakes, refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. His left hand caresses my head, and his right hand stimulates me. The beloved to the maidens. I adjure you, O maidens of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and by the young does of the open fields, do not awaken or arouse love until it pleases. The beloved about her lover. Listen, my lover is approaching. Look, here he comes, leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the window, peering through the lattice. The lover to his beloved. My lover spoke to me, saying, "Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come away with me. Look, the winter is past. The winter rains are over and gone. The pomegranates have appeared in the land. The time for pruning and singing is come. The voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree has budded. The vines have blossomed and give off their fragrance. Arise, come away, my darling, my beautiful one, come away with me." The lover to his beloved. O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places of the mountain crags, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your face is lovely. The beloved to her lover. Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, for our vineyard is in bloom. The beloved about her lover. My lover is mine, and I am his. He grazes among the lilies. The beloved to her lover. Until the dawn arrives and the shadows flee, turn, my beloved, be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountain gorges. Song of Solomon, Chapter 3. The Beloved About Her Lover. All night long on my bed I longed for my lover. I longed for him, but he never appeared. I will arise and look all around throughout the town and throughout the streets and squares. I will search for my beloved. I searched for him, but I did not find him. The night watchmen found me, the ones who guard the city walls. Have you seen my beloved? Scarcely I had passed them by when I found my beloved. I held on to him tightly and would not let him go until I brought him to my mother's house, to the bedroom chamber of the one who conceived me. The beloved to the maidens. I admonish you, O maidens of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and by the young does of the open fields, do not awake or arouse love until it pleases. The speaker. Who is this coming up from the desert like a column of smoke, like a fragrant billow of myrrh and frankincense, every kind of fragrant powder of the traveling merchants? Look, it is Solomon's portable couch. It is surrounded by 60 warriors, some of Israel's mightiest warriors. All of them are skilled with a sword, well trained in the art of warfare. Each has his sword at his side to guard against the terrors of the night. King Solomon made a sedan chair for himself of wood imported from Lebanon. Its posts were made of silver, its back was made of gold, its seat was upholstered with purple wool, its interior was inlaid with leather by the maidens of Jerusalem. Come out, O maidens of Zion, and gaze upon King Solomon. He is wearing the crown with which his mother crowned him on his wedding day, on the most joyous day of his life. The book of Song of Solomon is unlike any other book in the Bible, obviously. This is a book about married love, and some scholars believe that it's a type or a representation of the love that Christ has for the church. Come on back tomorrow when we conclude the book of Song of Solomon. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.